NTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The cost for flood remediation projects in Roswell has dropped to approximately $221 million, which is about $39 million less than the nearly $260 million initially thought, said a city staff member who presented the information during the Finance Committee meeting last week. Other flood-related presentations at the meeting included updates on the roads, bridges, infrastructure, debris removal, and water and wastewater concerns. And Chavez County Sheriff's deputies are investigating after an inmate died while in custody. Sheriff's officials say a 48-year-old inmate was taken to Eastern New Mexico Medical Center in serious condition. That inmate later died. No other information has been released. The Great American Cleanup will happen starting at 12:30 p.m. April 27th at Wingfield Park in Ruidoso. Gloves, vests, t-shirts, and trash bags will all be provided, and there will be food and a prize giveaway for volunteers. Contact the Ruidoso Parks and Recreation Department at 575-257-5030 for more information. And as people continue to move toward electronics and get information, many people are taking time this week to celebrate the use of libraries. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs is celebrating National Library Week, which runs Sunday through Saturday. The state library system supports more than 100 public library systems and public libraries, as well as 23 public tribal libraries throughout New Mexico. According to the Department of Cultural Affairs, there were more than 4.7 million visits to New Mexico public libraries, 12 million items curated, and nearly 29,000 programs offered to 500,000 people last year. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.